Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, J.R. Church and Josh Davis continue to share biblical insights on the bloodline of the Antichrist as revealed in the book of Daniel. Don't miss out on any of the important topics and information that's shared on Watchmen on the Wall. Make sure you subscribe to our free e-newsletter, A Moment of Prophecy. The latest insight and analysis from our speakers, and access to our latest resources. Sign up today for the free e-newsletter at swrc.com or call 1-800-652-1144. If you prefer the mail, you can receive our free monthly updates through the mail. Same great information, just delivered in your mailbox. swrc.com or 1-800-652-1144. The increasing cost and prices that are all around us are affecting us here at Southwest Radio Ministries. We need your help this month so we can continue to proclaim that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Please consider giving a gift today. You can give by visiting our website, swrc.com, or by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. Thank you for your support. Now, here's staff evangelist Josh Davis.
I'm joined again in studio by Lise Cutshaw, the editor of the Prophecy in the News magazine, and John Rue as a frequent author in the Prophecy in the News magazine and a frequent guest here on the Watchmen on the Wall program. We welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall today.
Thank you, Josh. It's a pleasure.
And Lise, we're so glad to be back with you today as well.
I'm glad to be back too.
We're continuing our discussion in this fascinating book by the late Reverend J.R. Church, Daniel Reveals the Bloodline of the Antichrist. I want to share an excerpt out of this book, and he's commenting on Daniel chapter number 7 as he speaks about the leopard with four wings, and he makes some interesting parallels, and we want to use that as a basis for some of our discussion today and to give you a flavor for what this book contains. As I mentioned on the program previously, that this walks from Daniel chapter 1 all the way through chapter 12. This book is over 300 pages in length and includes all kinds of charts and figures and explanations of the book of Daniel, with a special view to the prophetic passages of this book, but also with an even greater microscopic focus on the figure of the Antichrist that Daniel speaks about more than any other Old Testament prophet. And in Daniel chapter 7, and in verse 6, it says, "After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. And the beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it." And J.R. Church comments on this passage as he explains it. The third metaphor appearing in Daniel's dream was a leopard with four wings and four heads. Now, some have suggested that it might be a prophetic view of militant Islam, the leopard as a symbol of conquest that goes all the way back to Nimrod's ancient Babylon. So the name Nimrod means rebellious leopard. Isn't that interesting? He said it was said that Nimrod hunted with leopards in the same manner as today's sportsmen would use hunting dogs. Also, Nimrod wore a leopard skin as a symbol of his royal apparel in the same manner that European royalty would wear purple robes. If the leopard symbolizes militant Islam, then to what do we ascribe the four wings and the four heads? J.R. Church said, "I haven't a clue, but cannot dismiss the possibility that Islam may have four heads. However, there is an alternate view. There is a nation that used the symbol of a leopard during the 20th century. It was also the nation that slaughtered a third of the world's Jewish population, and that is Germany. During World Wars I and II, German tanks were called Panthers. Today, the German tank is known as the Leopard, and each member of Adolf Hitler's SS troops wore a dress sword with the relief of a leopard's head on the handle. Furthermore, Hitler established the short-lived Third Reich. The term Reich refers to an empire. The German Emperor Charlemagne established the First Reich in AD 800, and called it the Holy Roman Empire. The Second Reich unified Germany in 1871 and fell with the abdication of Wilhelm II following his defeat in World War I. Adolf Hitler established the Third Reich and launched a reign of terror throughout Europe. So if the leopard represents Germany, then we should take note that to date there have been three heads or three Reichs on this beast. If the prophecy refers to Germany's role in a united Europe, then a fourth Reich is destined to emerge. Now, friends, let me interject here that J.R. Church was writing this back in 2010 when it was first published, and we have brought it back into print, and it's things like this that are so timely for us. We're going to come back and add some comment to it, and John has some unique perspective that he'll share with us as well. But J.R. Church continues to explain these things this way. Just as the First Reich was known as the Holy Roman Empire, it stands to reason that a Fourth Reich should also attempt to unite Europe. Perhaps the new United Europe, of which Germany is a member, will be the final fulfillment of this prophecy. The new Europe is a leading sponsor of the upcoming New World Order. And so perhaps Europe, with its parliament building designed to look like an unfinished tower and sporting the logo of a woman, Europa on the back of a white bull, Zeus, will fulfill the prophecy of Mystery Babylon. That's mentioned in the book of Revelation, the proverbial woman who rides and guides the beastly world empire. Germany could still play a significant role in the upcoming New World Order, the published goal of the United Nations. We should not forget that John's prophetic beastly world empire looks like a leopard. Oh, it has the feet of a bear, like Russia, the mouth of a lion, like Great Britain, but its primary features are that of a leopard. Now, we cannot say with certainty that these beasts represent those three 20th century nations. Only time will tell. However, the fourth beast definitely represents the world government of the Antichrist. John, I know you had some unique perspective on this from your family background and some of the things that's been in headlines in recent days and recent weeks. Why don't you share some of that with our audience today?
Well, yes, sir. It came to me as quite a surprise as we were making preparation to do this show, Watchmen on the Wall, having just read J.R. Church's book about Daniel again, and to hear on the news, literally on the way to the studio, two things taking place in Germany. Number one, there is a large group, I think it was a 1,000 people who were protesting to establish a caliphate, an Islamic caliphate, some people say caliphate, in Germany, which was quite a surprise to me, knowing a little something about the relations between Islamic individuals and the German people. But even more shocking than that, apparently the German police had been conducting raids and arrests, and there is a group that supposedly proposing or attempting to establish the Fourth Reich. Mm-hmm. And there's a prince, I didn't get his name, but a prince that they have picked as the leader. It is, to me, a stunning, stunning possibility. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think that we're going to see the results of that. But the fact that it's even taking place in a small way is remarkable.
Yes.
And to me, that tells you how prescient J.R. Church was in what he was seeing those many years ago. But also, number two, that we should not be so certain in our estimation of our intelligence and sophistication in terms of the enormity of the universe and the God thereof.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly how some of these things are going to transpire.
Certainly.
We were talking earlier about the symbolic nature, using the leopard as the metaphor. Well, you look at symbolism down through the centuries. We also had been talking about in an earlier conversation about the swastika. And we would have never believed in that this very day we have students on campuses of alleged institutions of higher learning who are carrying the swastika and chanting similar phrases that were spoken in the 1930s in Germany as Adolf Hitler arose up out of the ashes of his imprisonment and so forth to become the Chancellor of Germany and lead the war to near total ruin. And we would have never thought that such a thing would have happened in America at institutions of higher learning. The reason I mention that is we have a similar, we must keep our minds open, we must be attentive, and as Mr. Church was so fond of saying, keep looking up.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and Lise, you got some perspective you want to share on that today.
J.R. Church started very early in his faith with the Lord. At 7 years old, he started in a Bible class with Ms. Pauline Click, with a number of, quite a few other young people. And within a few weeks, he was so taken with the word of the Lord that he made a profession of faith at the same time as his twin brother did. It's amazing that 70 years later, nearly, not quite 70 years later, he was still absolutely enthralled with the Word of God. And he would be absolutely appalled to hear that kind of news. And I'm sure he'd be writing about it.
Yes.
Because he did not let an international or national event news story pass without relating it to the Word of God that he had hidden in his heart but shared constantly with others. All the way to his very last days and last words that he was writing, and he was still writing all the way to the moment, not quite the moment, I'm sure, but all the way to his last days with his more than 2.5 year bout with cancer, about how important our words are.
Yes.
And how important God's word is to our spirits. And even in those latter days, he was playing God's word to his body. He put it up against his body as he was sleeping so that God's word was resonating in his body all night long.
It's interesting. Well, friends, we're visiting with John Ruiz and Lise Cutshaw. We're discussing the book, Daniel Reveals the Bloodline of the Antichrist, and we're sharing some of the stories of this man, Reverend J.R. Church, and the life that he lived. As Lise shared previously, this was perhaps the very last book that he authored, and we're excited to have it back in print. And it contains so many vitally important information that we need to know for today's world. This is an end times commentary on the book of Daniel with a specific focus on the figure of the Antichrist. Why did J.R. Church focus on the Antichrist in this book? It's because the author Daniel speaks more about this figure than any other Old Testament prophet. And he explains it chapter by chapter through the book of Daniel and asks the question, does Daniel reveal the bloodline of the Antichrist? So if you'd like to order a copy of this book, you can do so by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit us online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Now, we have some other information from J.R. Church available. His autobiography that we have brought back into print is called Keep Looking Up. That's available at swrc.com and by calling us. And of course, the magazine, Prophecy in the News magazine. Both John and Lise are contributors to that magazine. Lee serves as the editor of it and keeps us all in line, keeps us all organized. I know me and John.
I wish.
You do. You do a wonderful job at it.
And, no, you're not hard to keep in line, either of you.
Well, you know, we hear comments all the time from people of just how stunning the magazine looks, how impressed they are with the content of it. And I was speaking with someone who is just on the periphery of what SWRC does and the Prophecy in the News magazine. They'll see some issues from time to time, but they said, it always catches my eye, and I'm always intrigued by the kinds of things that you all write about in the magazine. And John, I know that you've covered a lot of Billy Crone's material, and he has talked about Klaus Schwab and some of the kinds of things that he has put forth. Now, some people see the Fourth Reich, and I know you were just saying, John, that it could be this new political uprising that we're seeing among young people today, maybe perhaps here in the United States, but also in Germany, and it could be something like that. But some people point to this Fourth Industrial Revolution that they talk about as being a symbolic Fourth Reich, and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, which is arm in arm with the United Nations. J.R. Church talks about the United Nations in this book when he describes Daniel chapter 7, the 10 horns, this beast with 10 horns, and up from it comes this small horn, which we come to learn is the figure of the Antichrist, and how that this coalition of 10 rulers, and out of this coalition of 10 emerges this one to the forefront who will be what is known as the Antichrist figure. And so we see that some people equate this with what we're seeing with perhaps the United Nations, the leaders of Europe, perhaps some figures like Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, and how we see these things emerging on the scene. John, do you think that this Fourth Industrial Revolution could tie into the Fourth Reich in any way, shape, or form?
I think that's entirely possible. It's very sad to admit. We have to keep in mind that a very wise fellow by the name of Solomon, I believe, said in Ecclesiastes that there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
And what we're seeing, unfortunately, is a sad repetition of things that have been done and experienced before in history. Now, we have had the great privilege of being associated with someone like Bill Federer,
yes,
a national treasure, and he knows. He's forgotten more about history than I'll ever know. And when he draws your attention to these symbols, whether you're talking about leopard skin, the swastika, how it was something different to the Egyptians, but then it was adapted. These things go back, and no, I'm not trying to be Tom Hanks in the Da Vinci Code, but the symbols have a very long history. I think it's entirely possible, especially when you have people, you're talking about Klaus Schwab and some of these other people who are involved in European machinations. It is evident to me that they are not believers. They do not follow the gospel. Lise was talking about the word. Nothing is more important than the word.
Yes, absolutely.
A great radio host used to say quite often, words mean things. Well, no words mean more than the word of God.
Yes.
And when you have someone who is willing to just disregard it as though it is of no consequence, or it's a fake, or a science advisor to him is saying, Jesus is just a fake, it's old wives' tale, our guard should immediately be up,
yes,
as to what they would be capable of doing left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
The analogy to Hitler, while is not, it's imperfect, but you both know what they were doing to suppress the will of the churches in Germany who did not like what they were doing. And they were very stout and very capable in suppressing any opposition.
Mm.
And we're seeing a,
yes,
repeat of that today.
Yes,
with,
we are.
With the, unfortunately, quite astoundingly successful suppression of the teaching of the Word of God. Anyone who speaks it is immediately considered or labeled a racist or Christian nationalist or whatever label is in vogue.
Yes.
And the opposition plays this game very well.
Yes.
Will the Antichrist spring forth from that type of group? I don't know, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see it happen. The longer I live, the more certain I am. It could happen any time.
Right. It certainly could.
J.R. Church was prescient in some of his descriptions, but we're living and watching some other things happen that he would be, as Lee said, he'd be astounded by them and he'd be writing about them.
Yes, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And these are things that we need to be aware of. We need to open our eyes to the reality of these kinds of things that we see happening in front of us. And John, as you were sharing, that we see these things developing on our world stage. And I do think that there is something very powerful to how people are being labeled. And even in smaller ways, you know, if you post something about Jesus or you include anything about Scripture and you put it on Facebook or whatever else, they bury it. Nobody sees it. I've done this multiple times that I've tried to share something that had to do with the Lord, had to do with the Word of God on Facebook, different platforms. And my wife, who sees everything that I ever share or anything like this, she said, no, it's not even in my feed anywhere. And she would have to go search for my page or whatever it was, and then she could see it. And to me, it was just rather run-of-the-mill, mundane things. I wasn't being bombastic or making some large contentious statement or anything like that. It was just rather ordinary kind of thing about the Lord and about the Word of God or about the gospel. And it's just buried. It's silenced. And there's so many news stories that we could share and tell people about that we see this intentionally happening. One of the humorous things, I say humorous, but it's rather not humorous, is that how that I was reading an article over a year ago now. USA Today was labeling something as fake news and saying it's false. People who are sharing this, they're sharing false information. Well, Facebook was banning it. And then there at the very bottom of the article from USA Today, it said, part of our fact check work is paid by Facebook. So Facebook is paying USA Today to label the story false. They're turning around and blocking people from being able to see it because, oh, it's been labeled false information by USA Today. And we see that silencing happening. And that's why we're glad to bring books like this back in print. If it's in print, if it's in your hands, it can't be hidden from you. You've got it right there. And there's something to be said about putting books into print. And friends, if you want to get a copy of this, it's called Daniel Reveals the Bloodline of the Antichrist, written by J.R. Church. It's over 300 pages in length. It's available from swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-652-1144 to order your copy today, 1-800-652-1144. And we have just scratched the surface on some of the content that he unpacks in this important volume as he blends together world history and talking about the various empires that emerged and the symbolism that Daniel used to describe these world empires emerging and developing over the course of human history, going all the way back to the book of Genesis, all the way through world history, and even into the future as he describes events that are talked about in the book of Revelation, for instance, in this future figure, the Antichrist. And does this book of Daniel reveal the bloodline of the Antichrist? And we're not going to answer that question because we don't want to give away the great content of this book. And there's just so much that we can't pack into the time that we have. We've just shared a glimpse into the kinds of things that J.R. Church unpacks in this book. But one of the key phrases that J.R. Church would often utter was, keep looking up. He didn't write content like this or for the prophecy in the news ministry, whether that be the television show or the magazine, to leave people in fear, biting their nails to the quick, saying, woe is me, what are we going to do? How can we stand against this tide of evil that's sweeping upon our shores? What can we do? No, that was not his mindset. That wasn't his heart behind sharing these kinds of things as he does in Daniel Reveals the Bloodline of the Antichrist. Lise, what was the driving force, the motivation, the mindset behind J.R. Church and as it's contained in some of his writings?
It had to have been getting God's word out and truth out to people. And I think listening to you and to John talking about a possible Fourth Reich and globalism and the United Nations, all of which J.R. Church wrote about quite often
yes.
in the earlier days, as we've talked about, of this process that seems to be going on, I think that he would remind us how important it is to pray.
Yeah.
As Christians, for us to be praying for our world. If you don't mind, I'll read you just a few words from his autobiography that reminds us about prayer, but also about his love for getting the word out to the people. He says, of course, referring to his cancer, the most important treatment is prayer. Please continue to pray for me and for the ongoing work of this ministry. In the time we have left, we need to increase our outreach. I'm praying for more TV stations and for more subscriptions to our magazine, and I am looking up.
Friends, we'll leave you with those words from the late Reverend J.R. Church. Keep looking up.
These past 2 days have been packed with good information from J.R. Church and Josh Davis. The complete 2 days of radio broadcast examining the bloodline of the Antichrist with J.R. Church are now available on CD. Simply call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Daniel Reveals the Bloodline of the Antichrist by J.R. Church. This is a book that you need to add to your library. In this book, J.R. Church gives new biblical insights on an already rather well-accepted subject and introduces new explanations of Jewish-Gentile calendar discrepancies. You will find that this book fills in the historical gaps and lays out the calendar of future events in an easy-to-understand format. Order your copy of Daniel Reveals the Bloodline of the Antichrist today when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, we study the reality of angels and giants with Rudy Landa. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast or by listening at oneplace.com or now on pray.com. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchman on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.